tantalkradio.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. This March Madness selection Saturday, Sunday weekend, March 11th, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg. I'm Mike Rickard alongside baseball Ben Botham, my number one draft pick from Savannah State, now a Seminole Warhawk baseball coach, assistant coach, and as always, welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and RadioSt.Pete.com. And right around the corner is FloridaSportsStream.com. Folks, we're looking forward to that launch as well. And each and every week, we bring you a fresh and a positive perspective in the entire world of sports, a variety of show, if you will. But today's show, it's got a special place in all of our hearts if you're a Rays fan, baseball. Just a week ago yesterday, we lost the great Dave Wills, who, in my opinion, should be in the Hall of Fame as a broadcaster. He was started his career at the Chicago White Sox, and then had been with the Tampa Bay Rays for 18 years, and he passed away suddenly in his sleep last Sunday. And it was just I got goosebumps just talking about it, because we were going to be working alongside at Bourbon Baseball and Cigars that you attended last year over at the Al Lopez Museum. I was looking forward to that, March 23rd, a Thursday. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But that's what this show is about. It's a tribute to the great Dave Wills, the radio broadcaster.
Yeah, he did.
You grew up with him.
I did. I certainly did, growing up listening to him talk on the radio. And he did a fantastic job last year at the Baseball, Bourbon, and Cigars, interviewing, of course, Lou Piniella and Wade Boggs. And he was a wonderful talent, and he's hopefully will be in the Hall of Fame one day. He's already in the Irish American Baseball Hall of Fame. He was inducted in 2016, so hopefully he continues to elevate. And
he exudes Irishman. He was just a happy-go-lucky guy, very giving. I'll share a couple of stories a little bit later on. We've got 2 hours of that. During the Dave Wills tribute, we've got Dave McCarthy. He's the executive director of Ted Williams Foundation. He'll talk about him. Oresti Estrada, of course, the longtime baseball analyst. Talk to him. Joe Boudreau, of course, behind the man behind the plan here at RadioSt.Pete.com. He's had season tickets since the 25th anniversary since then, and get some of his perspective as well. He's very involved in the Rays. And then Rick Vaughn. We've had Rick Vaughn. Rick Vaughn hired Dave Wills.
Wow, how about that?
In 2005. So I'm looking forward to Dave Wills. Toby Hall, who started his career out with the White Sox, former catcher for the Rays. He'll join us. And then I think Mac's going to come on. They were pretty close, and he's got some funny stories. And Mark Ferguson. Dave loved this place. He loved Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I mean, how can you not? I could imagine coming here after a long game of,
especially with his personality.
Oh yeah, just having a blast, cutting it up with fans. It's the perfect place to be.
Can you imagine being his radio partner, Freed? I mean, that's a tough go. And he's back on the mic now, but and Neil Solins has been filling in. I don't know who they'll go with permanently, but you know, I know how that transition was. And I was with the Chicago Cubs organization when the late great Harry Carey passed away, and Pat Hughes took his position. He's done a superb job, and he was with Ronnie Sano, and then they progressed through different color guys. But it's a tough transition for any organization when they lose the voice of the organization,
especially somebody who spent 18 years here. After coming from the White Sox, he was with the White Sox for about 11 years, then spent 18 years here with the Rays, and he got to experience all of our major historical moments, anywhere from the World Series in 2008 to 2020, and a lot of the major calls like game 163. It's just amazing to hear his voice, and it's going to be big shoes to fill.
Absolutely. Okay. So, as I said, today's show is a tribute, the entire show. And we'll archive that and we'll get it to the family and friends, and then we'll tell people where to go and get that. Of course, the Fergs from the Front Row is brought to you by our friends at Cocktail Brewing and our great friend Will Law, who I've been communicating with. He's on the mend. He's a great, great young man. He supported us at the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, and he had two tumors removed in November, the same month that he got married, and he's still going through a very lengthy rehab process. So our thoughts and prayers go out each and every show to our good friend Will Law. We got a cast college basketball lineup. Of course, it's conference championships. Everybody's fighting for that to hear that announcement that they've actually qualified tomorrow for. I know it's not your day, but I tell you what, in the world of college sports, Selection Sunday is enormous. And can you imagine being a team like a Savannah State or Georgia Southern, those teams that win their conference to get in, and they're sitting there waiting, or they won their conference. I mean, they're going to be one and done. It's no different than going to Omaha, the opportunity to go to Omaha. So, as a young college basketball guy, waiting to hear if you're on the bubble right now, if you're going to get in, you got to admit that's cool.
Oh, yeah, it certainly is. I know at least in baseball, when Savannah State did make the conference tournament, or once we went past the conference tournament, our first opponent was Florida State.
Oh, man.
It did not end well for the Mighty Tigers, but I can't imagine. I can relate to the many teams there going into March Madness. And Mike, who's the team I should be rooting for here? Who, as a novice when it comes to basketball, especially college basketball?
IOWA.
That's the one?
Oh, hell no.
Am I riding them to the finish line here, Mike?
Get on that sinking ship with me, buddy. The Iowa Hawkeyes, regardless of the seasons they have, they just have had a tendency to be one and done when they expect them to go. So, it starts 64, actually it's more than that, 64, 32, 16, 8, 4 in championship. And they've been projected to go the last several years as far as the Sweet 16, Elite 8. First round knockout by some Cinderella story has been the Hawkeyes' MO of late with March Madness.
Yeah, all seems.
Yeah,
I never seem to get the good luck either with these. I've made a couple brackets from time to time, Mike, but I just don't know what I'm doing. Well, I picked schools just because I knew somebody who played there.
Are you like these women that get in these pools? You like the colors. Well, here's a gentleman that has been immersed in baseball for quite some time. He was just on a few weeks ago, kind enough to join us and talk about the Ted Williams Foundation and the wacky world of baseball. But today, this is, as I said, a two-hour tribute to the great Dave Wills, and Dave McCarthy was in that building for many years, and he's kind enough to join us. It's a somber Saturday, but at the same time, he was a good old Irishman, which you can appreciate, and I know your thoughts and prayers are with his family, Dave McCarthy. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Well, Mike, I'm running around spring training, and I'm actually on the road driving through Dave's hometown of Lutz right now, so I was just thinking about him, and boy, I'll tell you, what an iconic voice. My children and grandchildren, whenever they watch a Rays game, they're always going, "He struck him out," just like Dave did. And I think we'll remember that forever. What a great guy.
I'm going to have to get that soundbite anytime. You just gave me goosebumps thinking of that. I have a soundbite every time we do our baseball conversations. Did you have much interaction being in the same building that he was in each and every home game?
Of course, Mike. We both ate in the press box before the game. So, I mean, talk about sociable. But, no, I would see him every game. Before the game, a lot of the guys go up and grab a bite before, because it's going to be a long night, and I would see him in there with Andy, and sometimes I'd go over and, say hello, and we'd talk a little baseball or whatever. Andy as well, I've known him for quite a long time, because he was the voice of the then Pawtucket Red Sox up north where I'm from a long time ago, so I actually think of Andy a lot right now. It's probably hard on him, probably harder than most, because he was as close to Dave as a brother. I mean, sat with him, worked with him every day. It's got to be very difficult for Andy right now.
Yeah, I just alluded to that fact, and just the transition to a new partner, and you've seen it in baseball many times. I happened to be working for the Cubs organization during that transition from Harry Carey to Pat Hughes, and he still had Ronnie Sano by his side, but it was still, you know, that happens, you know, it's just life, but it's still a tough transition, and the fan base, you know, it takes a while for them to get adjusted as well.
It really does, and I think what makes it really hit home for people is anybody in any kind of celebrity status, and of course, if you're a Rays fan, you listen to Dave every night, you feel like you know him, and to all of a sudden lose somebody and lose that voice, it has a profound effect. But it also, in other ways, reminds us that the real important things in life, and we shouldn't let them pass by, and we should appreciate what we have every day.
And I tell you what, the testimonials, I've been listening to other broadcasts, the testimonials from people that were just people on the street and would happen to have an interaction with Dave Wills and the elderly and the sick and the people in hospice. I mean, this guy was very giving back to the community. And we're going to talk to Rick Vaughn, who hired him in 2005 in the next hour of the show. But those kind of stories tell you, you know, the true worth of that human being, and he was one of those cats.
That, absolutely. Great hire by Rick, by the way, who's a good friend of mine, and I did not know that Rick originally hired Dave. So that's a little piece of baseball history that I appreciate you sharing. And I don't know what else you can say. I'll put it in this perspective for you. I grew up, I'm 70 years old, I grew up in the Boston area, and there was a guy named Ken Coleman, and as a kid, I listened to him with the transistor radio, probably burnt my ear a few times at night, hiding it in the bedroom, and you remember those days, right? We're old. And anyway, I got to know him at the end of his life, and when he passed on, I felt like I lost a second father, because that voice meant so much to me, and I suspect, and I know, it's the same with Dave Wills, that voice. A lot of young people grew up listening to him, and he is the Rays, the voice of the Rays, and it's like losing a family member.
Well, my young baseball expert across from you, haven't met him yet. You will. You'll enjoy him. Ben Botham, you know, he's 24, and he played college baseball, and he's coaching at Seminole. But you grew up with Dave Wills.
Certainly did, yeah. I mean, almost every day driving home in my dad's car, it would always be tuned in on the radio, and you'd hear his voice booming through the speakers. And it was just how can you forget that voice? It's perfect for baseball.
Well, Dave's 70. He just remembered who he listened to. In my case, it was Northwest Iowa transistor radio, sitting across playing gin rummy from my grandfather as he's firing Chesterfield straights in my face, and we're listening to Halsey Hall, and I'm surprised I never did get secondary cancer, lung cancer, but I remember those days like they're yesterday, because it's embedded in your mind, isn't it, Dave?
I'll tell you this. This is the great thing about baseball. A guy like Dave Wills, all these people, they are forever a part of us, a part of our family, like the game. And the game just takes us away from all the troubles in the world, and we just all can agree on rooting for a team. We can agree on watching it, talking it, arguing baseball, and it really makes, to me, it makes the troubles go away and gives a great peace. And I think that's the allure of baseball and why we all love it so much.
Well, in your case, you're 70 years old, and you know I'm just about 67, and being involved in baseball, involved in sports, it does keep you young and energized. And you are very blessed. You're hitting all these parks, seeing, you know, Tigers fan base, seeing the Pirates fan base, the Rays, the Red Sox. I mean, you get a little, the Phillies, Yankees. I mean, you see the energy and the joy, the young and the old, the baseball fans, men, women, all colors, all coming to these different parks from all over the country. It's passionate.
It is, and you know, the great thing is that we're all the same. I do the Phillies a lot in the spring training, and those people remind me of the same Boston crowd I used to work with growing up, and also some of the older fans with the Rays. I mean, they all remember the older days, and we all enjoy talking baseball, and like I said, it's just a great escape from all the problems in the world, and I know football's exciting. I like it too, but baseball to me is Americana, and I think it's the greatest game ever played.
Well, this young man across from me, you've got to meet him. He's 24 years young, but he is a historian, and he acts like he's about 65 on his positions in life in baseball, and I love it. And that's the beauty of it, that it still does reach all generations.
Absolutely. And I think it always will. And you hear things about, we're losing fans or whatever. I think this game is going to get stronger. Well, yeah, we're going through some bumps as we get into the future, but baseball is baseball, and it will survive.
All right, my friend. Well, thank you for taking a few moments out of your day. I know you're busy this time of year, but I wanted to get your perspective. You've been over in that building quite some time. Hey, I got a problem, though. You just said that you got to eat in the press room?
Yeah.
Schmoes, I worked a couple times for you. I think I got some cheese.
Oh, no, you were an employee. You were an employee. I'm up with Dave and Andy. I mean, that's the good area up there.
Now I got a media pass. Now you're not big timing me anymore.
Well, I want to just leave you with this to both of you, your young friend there who I look forward to meeting, and you. Since I'm doing this interview while I'm running around today, very busy, you both owe me the best cheesesteak in the world, which is right there at Ferg's. So I'll be looking forward to having lunch with both of you down the road, and give my best to everybody at Ferg's.
I will, my man. Drive safe, and thanks for taking this time out.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
In memory of Dave Wills. Let's take a break. No, you know what? Let's put Mark Ferguson on real quick. He just came by. We just got done talking to Dave McCarthy. This is our two-hour tribute, Mark, as I mentioned to you, on the great Dave Wills. We just got done talking to Dave McCarthy over at the Ted Williams Foundation, and I worked for him, and he just informed me he got to eat in the press room every day with him, and I never got a chance when I worked for him to eat in the press room. I got media credentials now, but he said that we owe him the best cheesesteak. Is that what he said?
Yeah, the best cheesesteak.
The best cheesesteak in Tampa, St. Pete, and he should know, at Ferg's.
Wow. That's amazing.
I didn't realize that was your signature go-to. I thought it was the wings.
I'll tell you the first story. I heard Dave Wills' name. 2005, I opened the paper. I didn't know they were hiring a new radio guy. And there's an article. And it said Dave Wills from White Sox got hired to be the new radio announcer at the Rays. And on the way over, they picked him up in a limo at the airport, brought him over to Tropicana Field. And on the way here, he saw Ferg's, and he said, "What's that place?" And the driver said, "Oh, everybody goes there before and after the games." He goes, "Really?" So he went to his news conference, and he's telling everybody how he performs and what he likes to do. And he said, "I love talking to fans. You tell everybody after every game I'm going to Ferg's and I'll have a beer with you."
Oh my God! Did you hear that?
Yeah, no, it was in the newspaper.
Oh, okay.
In the newspaper, and so the next Friday I met Dave. He came by for a happy hour, and I ran into him and one of his best friends from Chicago, a lawyer, and I started talking to him. He goes, "Yeah, you kind of got me in trouble." I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "That newspaper article, I was just being nice. I said, I like going to Ferg's." And Vince Namoli called him in the next day. And
he was the owner then, wasn't he?
He was the owner. He said, "Don't you ever mention Ferg's name again. He's not a big notch supporter. I mean, sponsor that we have other people more important."
That's classic.
He goes, "Whatever you say, you're the owner. I'll do it." But he supported us from day one, and we hit it off and became real good friends. And my other old friend, Big Dennis, is from Chicago, and he was a Southsider, and they hit it off really well. And Dave was just a great guy, always kept up for him what was going on behind the scenes. We'll miss him dearly, and it hasn't really hit me yet, but I try to remember all the good times we had.
And that's what we're trying to do today.
He would bring over the whole front staff. They sit on the sidewalk. In fact, we had a bar. We had a sign up forever, Dave's Bar. I'm sure we're going to put it back up. But he was just a wonderful, wonderful man. And his wife Liz and Michelle, I just can't imagine what they're going through. But they have a lot of love around him, and he did superior things, and he'll be remembered by everybody in the top of the top.
You know, we were just talking to Dave McCarthy about generations growing up. Ben's a diehard baseball fan, grew up with listening to him, you know, and I went through the same thing with Harry Carey up north. I mean, you grow up with that voice representing your organization, and then it's all, you know, it's gone. And Andy, his partner now, you know, that same thing happened with Ronnie Santo. It's a tough transition, but the fan base, they almost feel like he's a close personal friend. And you said he was that kind of human being.
Oh, he was always talking to people, always willing to take pictures, always laughing, always put the best face forward, like we all need to do, and treat everybody with a lot of respect.
Well, I just found out that he, Ben found out or looked it up, he is in the Irish Broadcasters Hall of Fame?
Irish American Baseball Hall of Fame, elected in 2016.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, well, deservedly so, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we need to. What was his favorite beverage? We need to come up with maybe a signature Dave Wills drink for the baseball season.
He loved drinking beer.
Oh, so
he drank beer. Always drank beer.
And Mac said his favorite song. He'd go to Mac the DJ, who will be on a little bit later on, and said, "Kung Fu Fighting."
Yep.
He would go to Mac when he'd bring a group of people and say, "Play Kung Fu Fighting." Now that's kind of bizarre.
A great man. I got to run now, but hopefully down the road we will do something for Dave Wills and his family. So just stay tuned.
Sounds great. Mark Ferguson, thanks for sharing that. That's a great story. On his way here, he says he's looking forward to going to Ferg's. Hasn't been here yet. And then he gets chastised by ownership.
Yeah, and I think it's really fitting that, you know, the team that almost was the Florida White Sox, that would then become the Tampa Bay Devil.
Oh, forgot about that.
We get a guy from Chicago who was an announcer for the White Sox to come down here and announce for our team for.
We'll have to talk to Toby Hall about that in the next hour. Hey, we're going to take a break. The big old Estrada, he will not be available for 15 minutes. We'll try to get a hold of Joe Berdow, but you and I got plenty to talk about. We'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on this very special tribute to the great Dave Wills, the Rays broadcaster that we lost last week. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game-watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years years and recovered $50 million for the clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. I'm sitting across from Ben Botham. I'm Mike Rickard, and we are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on this March 11th, this March Madness Selection Sunday tomorrow. This Saturday is very important for a lot of conference championships, which is an automatic berth into March Madness. And we've got a superb group of people coming down to watch their respective teams. I know that. But it's a very special show today. It's a tribute to the great Dave Wills, the Rays broadcaster for 18 years. We last Sunday, suddenly, you just heard Dave McCarthy, executive director of the Ted Williams Foundation, share some stories. Mark Ferguson sharing a very interesting story, Ben.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I love the ownership kind of getting a little angry at him for supporting a local business.
Well, it sounds like Fergs was his neighborhood tavern, if you will.
It certainly was.
It's a little bigger than a tavern with 104 televisions and 35,000 square feet. We got a concert tonight down here. By the way, I didn't do the Fergs from the front row. I'll throw a couple of marquee games out there today. There's a ton of college basketball. Big Ten champion. They're all, you've got Ohio State, Purdue. You've got, what did I see? Oh, Vandy upset Kentucky yesterday. Texas, they take on Texas A&M, Penn State, Indiana. Every conference has their championships this weekend. So come on down here to Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Ask them to turn the television over, and they will do so for you. So you've got some a little history there on Dave Wills and where he grew up, where he went to college.
Oh, yeah. Dave Wills, he attended Elmhurst College. Excuse me. He was actually
in the Chicago area.
I believe so. He was a pitcher for the baseball team and worked for the school's newspaper. So he got his start early there until he graduated with degrees in speech and communication and urban studies in 1988. And after he graduated, Wills served as the pitching coach / recruiting coordinator for Elmhurst College baseball team in 1989. And later would move on to become the interim head baseball coach at the University of Chicago in 1990. So it wasn't just talent on the microphone, Mike. He also had talent on the field as well.
Well, he said that he got into baseball, communication in baseball, because he knew he wasn't going to be making the bigs.
I think we might have a little bit in common there, Mike. Me and him.
But he was in the bigs, and you're now on. You're broadcasting, and you're also you're coaching. So you're living your passion.
Yeah, definitely am. He had his first play-by-play position with the Class A Kane County Cougars, for whom he
Kane was, County Cougars.
Oh yeah, for whom he was the radio
was Kane
voice.
With a K or a C?
Kane with a K, Cougars with a C.
KCC.
KCC. That's not too bad. I'm rocking a KC hat right now.
KC Monarchs.
Had to do a little throwback today for you.
That is throwback. The Negro Museum, very cool down there.
Oh, yeah. It's a great museum. I definitely will make sure to head down to it sooner than later. It's definitely on the bucket list up there with Cooperstown. And have you ever made it all the way over there yet, Mike?
I have not made it to Cooperstown. I made it to the Negro Museum in Kansas City several times, which you have not yet. You need to make that junket. You'd love it. Very, very intriguing. And, of course, you developed the Savannah, the city of Savannah?
Yeah, the city of
Negro
Savannah.
Museum.
I put together a whole museum exhibit specifically on the Negro Leagues in Savannah and the local black teams that played for various companies and businesses there as well, dating all the way back to the late 1800s, where they created the first all-African-American baseball league.
All Yep. African-American baseball team.
Yep.
What year was that?
That was in, I believe it was 1870s, right around then. It was loosely put together. They had teams all the way from Jacksonville all the way up to South Carolina. Savannah itself had three separate teams that participated in the leagues. And the league wasn't very long-lasting, but it did make its mark and set the standard for what the Negro Leagues would later become in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. So it was definitely the birthplace of it. So it was really cool to have explored that and learn a lot about the history there. But I am definitely planning a visit up to Cooperstown for when Ichiro gets elected.
Your man, Ichiro. Hey, a couple of things I'll take care of. The festival day at Tampa Bay Downs is today, starting at 3 p.m. You got five big stakes races, including the Tampa Bay Derby, the Road to Kentucky Derby, and each and every year. During the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont, we will have handicapper Bob Bauer join us. And also today, you know, our good friends at RadioSaintPete.com, Joe Bordeaux and Jay Kolb and the gang, it's their spring fundraiser. Listeners can listen by visiting RadioSaintPete.com and clicking on the donate button. We're trying to get Joe on to talk a little bit about his relationship with Dave Wills. And, you know, he's a season ticket holder for 25 years, and for 18 of them, it was Dave Wills.
Yeah, and I remember earlier this season we were talking about how they had gotten rid of the season ticket. But I after going to FanFest, we were proven wrong. There is season tickets. However, it is not published on their website. You can't purchase season tickets on the website. You have to either call or go in person to purchase season tickets.
Well, I actually now have a season ticket representative over there.
Wow.
We're working on it. Y'all might as well talk about it a little bit. It's going to be pretty cool. Opening day. It'd be nice if you could get away. Sure. It's Thursday. It's the 30th. And they play the Tigers. We have a relationship with the Michigan Sports Network. As we dip our toe into launching the Florida Sports Network, they are going to bring their shows that reach all of Michigan down here, do them live. They're bringing their RV. It's going to be up against the up against Ferg's here. They'll do their morning show twice, and then they'll do their afternoon show on Friday here. They'll leave it down here, and then they're calling the promotion Opening Day Home and Away. Kind of a cool concept.
It's good. Got a good little jingle to it.
Yeah. So you'll have, they've got all these winners coming, and we're going to have about 25 Tigers fans out here, and then set them upstairs, and they'll have a lot of fun. We will be, if you're going to be around, we'll be inserting our Rays perspective of things, and I'd like you to be a part of that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be loud and proud in Grand Rapids and Lansing and everywhere. Well, no, even affiliates in Detroit, too. So it'll be a lot of fun, and I'm going to try to get some guests to come in, and maybe Oresti will stop in for that, and guys like Rick Vaughn, and you and I will do perspective on the Rays, and I do have Jeremy Hellickson calling in for that event, so. Go Clones!
Yeah, but the Rays do have a lot of potential coming up this year, Mike, so I know we will definitely be throwing in a lot of Rays info into that broadcast. One of the main people right now who's been lighting up the spring trainings is Basabe, the 22-year-old from Venezuela and the Rays' number 7 overall prospect. He's currently 8-for-15 with 2 extra base hits, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts after Friday's 3-2 loss against Atlanta at Tropicana Field. They actually acquired him in December 2020 for that sent the first baseman Nathaniel Lowe to the Rangers. Basabe batted .324 with a .385 on base percentage and 495 plate appearances between High A Bowling Green and Double A Montgomery last season. So he's definitely a guy to look out for this season. And you know, he plays middle infield all the way over to third base. And a thing that I like about him that he's trying to change up with his game that I'm not too keen on is he's a contact guy. He's struggling hitting home runs, which I'm very okay with. I want a guy that can pepper the ball around, move the runners over. I'm happy with that. They're saying that he hit just 8 home runs through 1,091 minor league at-bats. I don't think that that's necessarily a problem with the batting average and the on-base percentage that he had, because a guy that can extend an inning and keep the inning going is more valuable to me than a guy who goes, you know, 1-for-3, you know, 1-for-5 with a home run.
Joe Maddon loved guys like that.
I know, but the Rays apparently aren't too keen on it. They want him to start driving the ball a little bit more, and I don't know if I quite like that, Mike.
Well, this season, I think they're 6-6, and you can't really pay attention to wins and losses this time of year.
Spring training records mean close to nothing when you have starting pitchers just go 2 1/3 innings just to see what they're able to do. It's more a proving ground, like with the 23-year-old right-hander Luis Patino. He's doing actually really good this year. He held the Philadelphia Phillies hitless through 1 2/3 innings, walking 2 and striking out 1. He had great command of his slider, and he had full speed with his fastball, 96 miles an hour, which was an issue for him last season. He was actually one of the guys we got. He was kind of the core of the deal when we traded away Blake Snell to the Padres. He was the guy that was supposed to be a big replacement for him, but last year with his hamstring issues, he wasn't able to meet his full potential. So this year, so far, he's been very healthy, and I think we should be able to see him really advance this ball club to the postseason.
Well, I would hope you had a little bit of empathy for KK making his return this past week to Tropicana Field. He's a great human being. You act like he's an.
I was teaching class, Mike. Didn't even pay any attention to him.
Well, the reality is everybody loved the fact that he returned. He made a dynamic. Hey, well, here's a guy that can tell us about the Rays a little bit. He's kind enough to take time on this Dave Wills tribute. Of course, Aresti Estrada, Big O. How are you, my man?
I'm good, Mike. Thanks for having me on, man. I'm sorry to come on a little earlier for you, but I'm actually in Savannah, Georgia. Beautiful Savannah, Georgia for an MLBPAA Alumni Association little game. We're playing against the Savannah Bananas, and I'm kind of like, I'm not going to play too much, Mike, to be honest with you. I'm going to be bench coach for Dave Stewart, who's the skipper and the manager, but we got some real cool players here. We got Mike Moore, Johnny Damon, Keith Bell. We got some former major leaguers going to play against these Harlem Globetrotters of baseball right now, but I know mainly it's great to be on your show celebrating a great life that was the great Dave Wills, man. We're going to miss him dearly.
Yeah, we just had a conversation with Dave McCarthy. You probably ran into him across in the building over there once in a while, the executive director of the Ted Williams Foundation. Mark Ferguson just told a great story. We're going to talk to Rick Vaughn after you, and then Toby Hall, who was with the White Sox as well as the Rays, as you're well aware of. Interesting little tidbit here. The young man sitting across from me, Ben Botham, say hello to Ben. Ben pitched at Savannah State. Is a assistant coach at Seminole now, but he's a Savannah guy, and we talk about the Savannah Bananas all the time, and here you are going to participate.
How about the
Big O.
How's it going? Yeah, I love the Savannah Bananas. They're, of course, playing there in historic Grayson Stadium, which we at Savannah State used to actually play in. So there's a lot of really great baseball history there, and it's great to see y'all continue in the history playing with the Bananas.
Well, actually, it's interesting because we just left Grayson Park and it was getting a little kind of rundown at this unique, fast-paced game that they created 6 years ago has become an incredible, phenomenal hit, right? And it made me think, guys, and in fact, I commented as they were going through the rules, and we're going to play tonight, but we just, went through a walkthrough, and I said... So I think MLB has kind of stolen a few of your ideas here because, they keep the pace really fast. They try to, keep the game more exciting. So it's interesting that they have, inputted so many things over the last 6 years. Now, all of a sudden, Major League Baseball is using a quicker paced game. So they might have stolen a page or two from your Bananas over here in Savannah.
Well, the great game and people like Dave Wills, it evolves through change. You've seen it all the years that you've been, a broadcaster, an analyst, a player, and Dave made it through all of those transitions. But at the same time,
yes, he
maintained that he was, for 18 years, the voice of the Rays. And every organization franchise goes through this transition. Talk about some of the interactions you had and what a gregarious, great Irishman he was. A lot of fun to be around.
Oh, you know, wonderful fun to be around, and a good Chicago native son, and who you know, obviously did White Sox game, but beloved, just beloved for his time with the Rays, and as you well say, not just for the great on-air presence, but also, you know, what a just kind human being he was, and just, you know, go out of his way type person. But what I'm really, you know, I'm going to share with you guys is like what I felt as a former player. You know, broadcasters should be and are very important to a player. And I think the best compliment I can give is that I remember when I got back, so I was with the Rays as far as, you know, after I retired from the onset. You know, I retired from Japan after 15 years in the majors in Japan and walked right in 1998, you know, in some front office things and doing a lot of things in the community. So, you know, was there from the beginning. And then I stepped away and went, you know, north and started doing ESPN stuff. When I came back in 2010, I was just mesmerized at how good the radio tandem team of Andy Freed and Dave Wills were. Because at first, guys, I'll be honest with you, I was like, how come they don't have a former player, you know, doing the color? And I soon realized there was no need for a former player. First of all, if anything, you know, Dave kind of was the of two play-by-plays of this, that's one back and forth, two calling play and color. He was both great at play-by-play, but also, you know, really understood the color game of baseball. He didn't play in the majors or, you know, professionally, but he did play, you know, in a high-level high school and college, and he really, really kind of, you know, understood the game. Not only that, but the picture that has to be painted because of it being in radio, fellas, is dramatic. That's the history, truly, of broadcast baseball is radio before TV. And the Vince Scullys and in Spanish, you know, fellow Ramirez and those likes that are in the Hall of Fame deservedly so really paint a beautiful picture. And that's what these two guys were. And I soon quickly realized, you know, me being like TV broadcast, man, these guys are great. I considered them by far the best radio broadcast in all 30 teams. And I might be a little biased. I'm in, you know, the Tampa Bay area, but I've listened to many. And they brought together such entertainment, but also, most importantly, information and the picture of the game that you got just used to those voices. I'm so going to miss, you know, that baritone voice of Dave Wills, you know, side by side with Andy Freed. And I'll tell you this, little cheat sheet. So I do, you know, the pregame and postgame, 12 years. And I would do my pregame, and if I wasn't doing Spanish broadcast in-game or some other in-game duty, I would try to, you know, say hello to my fans and whatever, but then I'd find a little cubbyhole somewhere, usually in the Rays Club, where I can watch the game live, watch it on TV for replays, and then always in the Rays Club, they would pipe in the radio broadcast, guys. And my gosh, did I, like, steal so much stuff from Dave Wills, you know,
we all steal stuff.
Brother, incredible. And just listening to the game while watching it live was just a treat. And I'm sure, like many, many, many lovers of baseball over the decades, those people that remember would come to a baseball game and have a radio that, you know, whatever, you know, team, whether it was the Rays or it was the Mets or the St. Louis Cardinals, The true diehard fan comes to watch the game, to not talk and socialize, and then listen to the radio broadcast. That is the epitome of a true baseball, you know, fan and acquired taste. And I'll tell you honestly that there were few greater than Dave Wills over the last 10 to 15 years.
You know, coming from the Midwest and working for the Cubs organization, as I said earlier in the show, you know, I was through that transition of Harry Carey and Ronnie Santo to Pat Hughes. And Pat sat next to Ronnie the last couple of years of his lifetime. But, you know, every market's impacted by the transition, the change that takes place in the play-by-play, because people grow up with them. Young Ben across from me, you know, he's 24 years old, grew up a Rays fan for 18 years. That's all. And he's a baseball junkie.
That's all you got, and
he grew up with Dave Wills, and I have to agree with you 100% that I think, and he should be. Hopefully, he ends up in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. Ben said he's in the Irish Broadcasting Hall of Fame, but I do believe that Dave Wills merits the Hall of Fame of broadcasting and everything he did for this franchise.
I do. I mean, you know, obviously there's three distinct voices in the story of what technically is a young franchise, right? I mean, we're going into the 25th year. I believe it's the 25th year anniversary of the Tampa Bay Rays, you know, before Devil Rays, with 98 being. Because I know I'm celebrating my 30th, in fact, the Fish, the Marlins are having me out for their opener. To celebrate, you know, 30 years of Florida Marlins to Miami Marlins. But I will tell you that for this young broadcast, you know, team or organization known as the Rays, there are three distinct voices. One is no doubt Dwayne Sapp. Two, no doubt also, you know, Dwayne Sapp's been there from the beginning. The second is Henry O. Lou Smith, which I hired him, by the way. You know, Henry O. Lou Smith is, as many know, the radio voice in Spanish of the Rays that has been here from inception. So the Spanish voice known to many is Henry O. Lou Smith. And then there's the great Dave Will. Those are like voices that would be like, pull up a chair, you know, Blue Cerulean Skies, pull up a chair. You know, those quippets and things that they mentioned will be remembered just like you mentioned before, you know, Harry Carey or Harry Callis. You know, you could throw Todd in there too. There was a no doubt Todd Callis had an incredible tenure, but those three for me are the voices of the Tampa Bay Rays on TV, Spanish radio, and English radio.
Well, my man, I would say that you through this process, and I've seen it several times at Ferg's, you're kind of the face. So, I mean, people see you in public, wow, and they think Rays immediately.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, it's been, at least in the broadcast side, I mean, my involvement with the Rays has been about 15 out of those 25 years. Like I said, it took a little, you know, detour, and I loved every minute of it, of going into the, you know, ESPN and XM radio, but then coming back home 12 years ago to broadcast, you know, the pre and post game. It's been a pleasure, but I can't say enough about how good Dave Wills was, and the best, you know, they say the best compliment is imitation, right? Well, I didn't try to imitate his voice or his style, but I sure as hell, you know, imitated information that he had on those broadcasts, you know, because I'd be listening and go, that is a good point. And I would twinge it in my Cuban American way on the show, maybe hide it a little bit, but it was something that Dave Wills told me that I noticed. And then I'd be on the show going, hey, did you notice that Ben Zobrist did this or this? And I'm like, yeah, man, you know, listen, you know, I believe in the spirit of people. I truly, truly, in these last, I say probably more intensely in the last 6 months of my life to about a year, I've really gotten into, you know, just our being a high energy, you know, beings. And I believe greatly that the being and the source and the power that is Dave Wills is in our universe. And I'm going to thank him now because I never did on the air. So I'm going to say, Davey, man, did you give me some good ones? And you were a great one.
He was a superb one. A little side quick note, your input, of course, playing all those years in Japan, the World Baseball Classic. Have you got to see any of that yet?
I'm here as Savannah.
There works for MLB, Jeff Lance. You may have run across his path. Jeff Lance is over there right now.
Brother, I got here to Savannah, and yesterday afternoon, we didn't have a whole lot going on. Yesterday, we just had this little team dinner thing. And I got back, laid down, crashed around 10 o'clock, and I woke up, and I couldn't get back to sleep. You know how that can be sometimes. It was like 3 or 4 in the morning. Turned on TV, and I'm flipping around. Lo and behold, it was a team alive, you know, from Tokyo, Japan. It was Japan against Czechoslovakia. And actually, they were losing into the third inning, 1-0. But I loved every minute of it. I think the World Baseball Classic. I just Dave Stewart was on with me, and I said he's skippering this little fun game that we're going to play. And I asked him, "What do you think about the WBC? Because this is the most fun that baseball could come up with. Our beloved game needed to be sped up a little bit and become a little more lively with the feeling and a little more kind of like question mark type things as far as like not knowing that." Okay, you're only going to get a homer, a bunt, a homer, a walk, or a strikeout. You know, let's add some flavor, and I think the WBC is just that. And I think it's wonderful, and I really think that Team Japan is going to do phenomenal. So, I love my third country, being Japan. So, I'll be in Miami next week doing some things for TV Asahi, the Japanese network employed me to cover the Team Japan a little bit.
Well, I remember the last time I saw you down here, we had the American ambassador. What was it? Florida Japanese ambassador.
Correct.
Throughout
the
first
pitch. He's a Florida ambassador, right? I was just with him a couple weeks ago in Miami. Yeah, there was a ceremony. He invites me all the time. I'll be with him next week. The great Mr. Nakai, and he threw out a first pitch at the Rays game, He's a huge fan of my team that I played for because he grew up close to it in Cebu Lions and obviously they just love baseball and it's a wonderful thing and I can't say enough about Japan.
You're a worldwide ambassador for the great game. I appreciate you taking this time out on a tribute to the great Dave Wills. I look forward to seeing you down here sometime soon. Enjoy your Savannah Bananas game. That's got to be an absolute blast. And Dave Stewart is the coach. I think I still have his Oakland A's card going back in the day.
He was a good one. And by all means, he'll be on tonight at 6:30. If you go to the Savannah Bananas YouTube site, it'll be on live. But I look forward to coaching tonight, not playing too much. I'm still recovering from some knee issues. But it's a pleasure to be involved with anything Major League Baseball. And it's a pleasure to be on your show, Mike. And God bless you for doing this. And rest in power, Dave Will.
All right. Thank you very much, my man. Have a great day and time. Safe travels. And great conversation there. Perspective from the big old Oreste Estrada, who everybody in this town seems to know.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, when I think of the face of Rays baseball, he's definitely up there as one of them. It's great. Every time I turn on the TV, I love seeing his personality, giving his input on how the game's supposed
That's
to be
how
played.
He is in life, man. He came down here. And I don't even know if I was on this network yet. It might have been just Radio St. Pete, and he took the time out, and we sat here. I know. I had the Jesuit state champions football team. And he came by and he recognized a couple guys. His son had gone to Jesuit. And that was old home week and took pictures and then ran into him upstairs. I remember I told you that the Japanese ambassador. Mm-hmm. I would come downstairs and there they are looking around and we had a conversation. He asked if he could have a picture with me.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah, right. And it was their story. It was in the Tampa Bay Times. Well, in the second hour, we're going to talk to Rick Vaughn. We're going to talk to Toby Hall. We'll try to catch up with Joe Boudreau. Mac will share some more stories. And then Ben and I'll talk baseball. Pretty cool that he's up there in Savannah.
Yeah, how about that? I should have given him a couple of restaurant recommendations there. If he's still listening, maybe go try out Rapido Pizza right on the water.
Rapido Pizza. All right, we'll be back. Hour number two on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Stay tuned.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.